Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, hey, welcome. Football Friday, Panther Friday. Man, we got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning. We say good morning. And, pow, you know what? It's one of the reasons we watch sports, because a lot of us, especially if you gamble or you don't gamble, doesn't matter. I don't gamble. You watch a game and you're going in the back of your mind, well, I'll be turning this off early because right now the Giants suck. We're just so used to seeing a handful of teams, the Giants suck. Last night, they beat the Eagles and they beat them pretty good, 34-17, led by two rookies. How about that? Led by a quarterback and a running back, and beat them up. All of a sudden, the Eagles, who are feeling real good, although running game hasn't looked the same, probably lost some key guys that they would love to have because they couldn't afford to keep everybody. Matter of fact, the New England Patriots would like to thank you for that. But, man, Giants playing better. We're playing a lot better. 34-17 upset. Woody, we won't get a bigger upset than that, because I thought even if the Giants played their best, and now their number one receiver is out, and I'm like, oh, they're done. There's no way. There's no way. Who's he going to throw to? You know, they always seem to struggle on offense. They last night looked great. 34-17 upset. Just to kind of tease you as we get set with a lot of other news, and you heard the other news, the Panthers make it 2-0. Again, man, play that same system. Play hard. You're on that team. You've won so much the last 3 years. You just expect to win, man. You just expect to win. That winning thing is a disease, and that losing thing is a disease. Here we go again. Disease is always a bad one. In a tight game, outplay somebody for a little while, and you don't run away with, and they come back, and you're going, oh, boy, here we go again. And all of a sudden, they start making all the plays, and you've got negative thoughts in your head. Then you got a team like the Panthers. They just expect to win. 1-1, 2-2, doesn't matter. Night before, game first, game 2-2. Last night, 1-1. We'll come back and get it. We'll come back and get it. Brad Marchand made sure of it. Big Bob, solid. And they come right out and getting a lot of shots. Big Bob's been good. Hasn't really had to save a lot of shots. Playing great defense behind him. So a lot of good things. Paul Maurice will join us later in the show. Nice enough to always come on with us, and we'll talk to him. By the way, getting into, and as you know, Chargers and the Miami Dolphins, I got to say this, I said it every week. I no longer will come out and say, I think this is the week the Dolphins put it together. I'm done with that. I won't. I got to see it to believe it. But I got to tell you, man, part of this game is matchups. It's not just the name on the jersey, because right now you know how bad the Ravens have been. And if you got to play the Ravens, which the Dolphins do, you want to play them right friggin' now with all these guys out. And I got to tell you, Justin Herbert has four, maybe five of his offensive linemen out for this game. In some cases, most of it tackles. You have to get after. Now, they're going to move guards to tackle. They're going to be moving guys all over. Practice squad guys are adding more guys to the roster to get to their eight with a bunch of injuries. Most likely both of one tackle's out. Slater's out for sure on one side. Alt's probably out on the other. He hasn't practiced. He's got a high ankle sprain, missed last game as well. So you've got a real good time. I'm not saying they're banged up a lot of other positions, but at offensive line, and they, of course, they lost their top two running backs, although a little easier replaced our running backs than those big fellas up front. But man, if there's a week, and we just heard, the reason I bring it up, Anthony Weaver spoke yesterday, and hey, listen, man, we heard about how bad the tackling was. Every national guy hit that was some of the worst tackling, and the coach came out and said, hey, part of this is we're trying to strip the ball instead of tackling guys. We got to stop stripping guys. Anytime you strip a guy and you're trying to get it out of his hands, arms, big strong dude's going to run for another 4 or 5 yards or break off all these runs. And it's all stuff that – so the coaching staff is big on everything is fixable on this team. And by the way, that should be their message. I didn't expect them to go, we are in big trouble the rest of the year, folks. You're not going to get a coach to say that. They're going to keep playing these young guys. And so yesterday, Woody, by the way, I heard some of the show going in to get my colonoscopy yesterday early in the morning, my third one. Big veteran at the colonoscopy, getting that third one yesterday. But I want to get into this a little bit for players. And I heard you were going after pretty good with the Tua sound yesterday and everything about no matter what, I'm going home and be with my family and I let it go and all the things that he says and hang with my wife and my kids love me no matter what. And so, and I get it. I do understand that it does drive some people completely nuts. And players do certain things after games that piss me off. I've been very open about guys taking selfies and after we get our ass kicked and Ryan Tannehill and his wife sending out pictures together in the car, smiling and hugging each other. Like, why don't you just do that at home and not send that out to your fan base? That was kind of my message and really turned me off on Ryan Tannehill besides some of the bad games he had. But, I will go back to this every time, and it's the way it is. It's especially the way it is now that the salaries have exploded. Top picks and players that get that second contract to be some of the top paid players in their positions, life changes. Congratulations, you got the money. Hey, man, you earned it. And nobody ever going to hate. Nobody ever going to hate on somebody getting money, especially if they're really good. Or being a first-round pick, it's an honor. Being a first-round pick is cool. Like getting up there now more than ever, being a first-round pick in any sport, but especially in the NFL because it's such a big deal, because the sport is so popular, is really cool. But I got to tell you, no matter what, and Coach Weaver talked about this, and hey, man, the heat is now starting to pick up on Kenneth Grant. And fair or not, and I don't think whatever happens in the first 5 games is going to be his career. I hope you're smarter than that to not say this guy's going to be a bust, he's done, because then you're not really thinking this thing out either. You got to play more than 5 games before you decide if somebody can play or not. But, you want to see guys making plays, and if they don't, and your TV eyeballs, or you're in person and you keep seeing a guy run at a certain area and you see old 90 getting pushed aside one way or the other or straight back and you're going, that's our first round pick. I get it, because you know first round picks get big life-changing signing bonuses before they ever play. Tua, that's the second tier of guy. When you become a frontline quarterback, fair or not, and you get franchise quarterback money, and he did. He got thrown into the party with a whole bunch of, I don't say a whole bunch, maybe 10. What do you have? Look, maybe 10 guys hit the 50-plus now party. Not sure exactly what the number is. Some have hit lower now, and this is average, and a lot of the money he already got. I'm throwing average in, and I know Omar likes to throw, and it's actually 42, but some of that money he got up front was mixed into the number that everybody comes out with on average. Look at man, when you get paid that money, fair or not, no matter what's around you, you're going to probably take more heat than anybody else if you're not winning games. It's just the way it is. It's not personal against Tannehill.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's not personal against Tua. It's not personal against Kenneth Grant. It's just you had chances in the end of the fourth quarter to make plays and lead your team. And again, people going, oh, but that's not fair. This guy broke down and the O lineman broke down on that. It's happening everywhere, man. The breakdowns of offensive linemen are breaking down everywhere. Some guys are able to keep plays alive. Hey, by the way, sometimes, including the guy, this guy, Justin Herbert. Nobody's going to want to hear about Justin Herbert's four or five guys out this week. Whatever the final number is going to be, they're coming in today. And nobody's going to go, poor Justin Herbert. Man, I got to tell you, it's not fair to him. He got paid. He joined the big club too, man. And it's just, it's the way the fans and the media are going to look at you. And no matter what you're, and by the way, I'm glad Coach Weaver said, hey, man, don't listen to the noise. And by the way, any guy that's getting, there's no way if you do any dabble of any little bit of social media, or if you have family, not, it's impossible for your whole family and people around you that you care about not to give you updates on what everybody's saying about you in the media, the local media. Hey, I know one thing. They hear everything Omar Kelly says. Everything Omar Kelly. They are affected. I'm stroking Omar Kelly. They hear everything Omar Kelly says. I know that. Not from him. I know that for other things, that other side of it that I've heard.
Which, by the way, is not a good thing.
No, but
they shouldn't be listening to what Omar has to say.
Well, he's on social media. He's on their platform highway.
But I'd rather that than guys come out and say, I don't hear any of it. Doesn't bother me. I just go home.
Well, first of all, if you think he doesn't hear anything, it's a bunch of, you know what? You're ready to push
the
button.
I know you're going to swat. You want to hear from him? I want to get
no,
you riled
I don't want to hear.
Can
no,
I get you riled up this morning?
I don't want to hear. You beat it up hard yesterday. I really don't want to hear.
I would say it hasn't been as difficult
really.
This year, just because, as I've said in prior interviews, I'm not on social media. Like, I don't have any of that. And then outside of that, like, I go home, I see my kids, whether I throw five picks or five touchdowns, we win the game, we lose the game, I get to come home to my kids, who are happy to see me every time.
I get it, man.
Do you?
I get it. No, I'm used to it.
You say it's easier this time around? I'm glad it's easier, man.
Like he said, he's cutting out noise, which, by the way, I don't believe, because he turns around, I hear his two of his quarterbacks from his draft class are dating hotties, and he knows that.
He did know that, yeah.
So apparently, what was he pick and chooses? A little TMZ in there, or maybe a buddy told him, hey, a couple guys in your draft class are dating some hotties if you want to take a look at them. Of course, you know.
His press conferences have become train wrecks.
No, they
man.
Are.
They are
they,
just absolute
they are.
Train wrecks.
And by the way,
you
God,
don't want fans
and,
thinking
and
you care
save,
more than
and,
the quarterback
and
does.
Save him from himself. I agree. But
fans should be pissed off when they hear that stuff, man. We got fans that are stewing over these losses, that are calling post game shows, that are angry.
Well, we need thank God they do. Keep us in business.
Yeah, but Tua's at home playing with his kids. You care more than he does, apparently.
Hey, man. I mean, reality is that you do have to let it go. Like, you can't sit around and let it bother you.
No, I know.
You're really, I mean.
But just get up to the podium for the 10 minutes a week that you speak publicly, because you're a recluse and you don't, you know, get out and do anything. For those 10 minutes, just act like you care.
Yeah.
Just at least let me believe that you care about what's going on.
So I would say, like I say to you sometimes, he's an introvert.
I understand that. But he's also the quarterback of the Miami Dolphins.
I get it. Hey, listen, man. He says
that's what you signed up for, man.
He gets going on his press conferences, and then he says something. I see guys are really hitting him hard. Somebody's on the show me the money thing, which again, like walks out instead of saying, hey, thank everybody. I'm so glad I'm going to be here and stuff. He comes running out saying, show me the money. And I was like, you know, you're like, ooh, you got the money. Ooh, hey, not hating. Nobody forced that team to give you the money. You got it. Ooh, though, on that comment. Ooh. And yeah, he is. Sometimes I wonder about things that he says. Yeah, there is no doubt about it.
And then to add to it, man, like, I don't know how much.
But
that
you know
game.
What I care? I want to see him play front line.
Yeah,
Sunday at 1 o'clock,
which he's not capable of doing. But if you watch that game last night,
I know, but you're going
that out. Quarterback, that rookie quarterback on New York Giants. That's the kind of personality you want in a quarterback.
I get it.
That's a dude.
By the way, right off the bat, oh, listen to you. You just went, dude.
Is he not?
Hey,
that's the kind of guy you want playing quarterback for your team.
I just want to tell you this. First of all, what I'm seeing in this league, another quarterback runs for 50 yards last night, takes off. And things break down because you're going to get pressure, takes off, and runs 20 yards for a touchdown.
Do you see how his teammates respond to him, though?
Yes.
It's just the overall, the whole thing just feels different.
Yeah. Well, there is a lot of things, but yeah.
Those guys don't rally around Tua.
I got to tell you, man, I don't think he'd really, if everybody's to be honest, and we didn't have players like doing the fake, he's our guy and all that stuff, because I think there is some of that about how they, but look at man, I don't think he's one of those guys going to go out and grab a beer with the guys. I don't think he's not my guy. My guy, besides his talent, if my guy said we're going out, we're going out. Don Strock said we're going out, we're going out. Different guys. Now, Bob Greasy wasn't that way. Bob Greasy was all business. And if you're really good and you're getting it done, you get respect that way too. He's a little different, but he's our different dude and he's good. You go along with it because you're going to get some guys that are different. But you cannot be getting it done and we and everybody like he was doing there for a while. Looks like he's kind of done with that we thing. Anyway, hey. This is a week to get healthy, man. This is a week to get healthy and get some things done. What are you going to have to let it go, though? Seriously, we're getting close to game time, and you're still beating that thing up. Like, he's going to say things. He's going to say things that give us material for this show.
Well, just make sure you don't take it too hard if they lose on Sunday, okay? You get out of that stadium, and you go home. And
I'm all right. I'm all right after a couple days.
See your family. And
I
say after a couple days?
Yeah.
Okay. I want you to be okay.
I said,
you could stew on the drive home, but after that, man, it's over. I mean, you let it go.
Is this for me or him you're talking right now?
No, for you, for both of you guys, but all especially right. You.
Well, listen,
because you dwell on the losses. They kill you.
I do for a couple of days, but then I'm fine.
Guys too, man. Oh, I know everyone seems to hurt around you.
All right, man, we got to go to break.
Where's the mayor Milpitas? Doesn't it bother him?
Yeah, he takes them real hard. Did you hear him on the questions?
Yeah, I heard him on the questions.
He was waiting for somebody to give him some kind of attitude so he could snap on a head coach and a quarterback.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.